it keeps me on an even keel. The EPA seems to open up the constricted blood vessels at the base of my neck, right here in the back. And that's why when I take those four, I can't seem to eliminate any of them. If I take those four, everything just seems to be better for me. And the headache that I started to get those couple of times just sort of lifted, just lifted from my head, almost as if it was... like in a fairy tale, like when the fairy godmother comes and gets you with the wand on the head and you see all the little twinkles, it just sort of lifted like that. And that's the only way that I can explain it to people. I know it sounds funny, but that's how it works for me.
Well, have you gone back to your doctors and told them what you're doing and the results you've gotten?
Yes, I've gone back to the OB who delivered my children. The OB that I went to from the time I was 16 on, he's now retired. I wish I could find him, though, tell him the good news. But this OB who delivered my children just examined me this week, as a matter of fact. And I told him of this great thing that's happened to me. And I gave him a little bit more about my history, a little bit more than I had told him before. And he said that he wasn't familiar with Shaklee products in any way, but that if it had done this for me, that I should just keep on doing what I was doing because it was drug-free. And he thought that that was a really good idea. Oh, and also my daughter's pediatrician, he's checking on the Shaklee supplement products for me because of the fact that he has seen me during one of my migraines before, and he's seen me a couple of times after I've had a migraine when I'm pretty down and out, and I look pretty much under the weather, because it takes you about 3 days to 5 days to recuperate fully after you've had one. And he's checking into the Shaklee products at this time because he cannot believe the tremendous results I'm getting. And if it's just the supplements that's helping me, he says he is going to check into it to use on his mother-in-law, who he's been trying to treat for her migraine for years. And the same pediatrician is also interested in the Shaklee supplements, at least into checking into them, because one of my daughters had fevers of unknown origin, they're called, and it would be 105 temperatures that she would get approximately every 2 weeks, and they would last about 3 days. But she had no viral and no bacterial infection in her system the entire time that she had this fever. And then as oddly as it came, it would disappear. They could never find anything wrong with her. And now that my little one, who is now 4, has been taking the Liqui-Li, the Vitali chewables, the Vita-C chewables, and the calcium chewables, she has not had, in the last 9 months, in any episode, a fever of unknown origin. Now, the two times she's gotten a high fever, she had a throat infection both times. And it's not that we want her to have something and be sick, but it sure does make all of us happy, because you can understand a fever when someone has something that the doctor can detect. But when he can't detect anything, that's when it gets real scary and confusing for all of us, even the pediatrician. So for that also, he's checking into the Shaklee supplements, and I'm really happy that he's checking into it, because I feel he can learn a lot, plus he can help me understand even more why these are working for me when nothing else worked and when no doctor even turned me towards supplements at all.
Now, getting back to your migraines, Rosanna, what would you think brought on your migraines? Was there something specific that you would know ahead of time?
Yeah, lots of things would bring on my migraines. It's really hard to explain, because stress was a major factor. If I was stressed, overly tired, had a tension-filled day at work or at home or anything, or got overly excited, even real happy about something, that would work the same way as
being... Yeah, that's still stress, even though it's happy stress, and that's probably why B and calcium works so well.
It sure is, I'm telling you. And then other weird things, such as lifting up heavy objects, that sort of started after the car accident. It was true. If I lifted up a heavy object, if I shoveled snow, raked leaves, any movement like that, swept with a broom, it would get me at the base of my neck in the back, and that would bring on a migraine for sure within 6 or 8 hours. Cold air blowing down my neck on a winter day. I mean, from September on in Warren, Ohio, I went around wearing a scarf around my neck, and the scarf turned to a heavier and heavier scarf until it was wool for winter because I couldn't have any air blow down my neck at all. And the humidity, if we had a really humid day in the summertime, any barometric changes.
That sounds like sinus problems. That's probably why the alfalfa helps so much.
It could be. I never put it together then. Now I'm better understanding it, and maybe that's why the alfalfa is like doing so good for me. But those barometric changes, it was funny almost in a way, because my husband and I would watch the nightly news on purpose just to hear the weather, to see if the barometer was dropping, because if it was, I was in trouble, and we knew within a day or two I would be bedridden, vomiting and nauseous, and it would be awful. And then there were other things like too much sun. If I had a hat on, or if I used a shaded tree or something, it would help. But if I spent the whole day on an outing with too much sun beating down on me, that would bring on a migraine. And smells and fumes. Gasoline from buses, I hated that smell. My husband loves that silly smell. I hated it because I knew by the next day, or sometimes when you pumped your own gas, that's why to this day I never pump my own gas, because the fume smell makes me sick, and I don't even want a chance, even with my supplements, trying to smell those fumes. But things like drinking wine, which now I better understand that through learning more about nutrition in Shackley. There's one substance in wine that I can't remember the name of, red wine especially, that would trigger my migraines, and certain cheeses, things like that. But those are things doctors had touched on and mentioned to me before, but those were the only things. They told me to stay away from nuts, aged cheeses, and red wine. And so I didn't, being Italian, because we like all those foods, but all these little things would trigger.
Have you tried any of those foods since you've been on the supplements, or have you been too afraid?
Oh, no. My provolone cheese is with me all the time. My sticks of pepperoni, although I do eat less of them now because I have found out information nutritionally through Shackley about the nitrosamines, etc., and how they're not good for your system. So we don't eat them as often as we used to, but I don't even take one sip of red wine ever. I just don't. It's not worth the hassle. It's not worth the pain. And like I said before, I reduce now to only taking those supplements twice a day. I can't seem to reduce any more than that. I've tried taking them just once a day, and both times that I tried that, I started to get a headache. So I immediately had to go back to twice and three times a day right away. And before my periods, before I forget, I have to take for about 5 days before my period begins, I have to take them three times a day, or I start to get that feeling, the feeling around the forehead area, the base of the neck and the back, the temple area. There's just that feeling. It's like an aura that I could never explain to anybody, but I knew it was there, and I knew that it would get more and more severe till finally, 6 or 8 hours later, it would be a full-blown migraine. So
probably has something to do with PMS, because a lot of women get problems around their period time anyway.
It
but
could.
Because of your migraines, you probably focus on maybe that area with your health, you know.
And doctors did mention PMS after I brought it up to them the last few years, when all the articles started coming out, and I could see myself in a couple of them, and I'd bring these articles, go running back to them, trying to figure out what we could do for me. And they'd bring that up, but they never gave me a solution, ever.
Yeah. Well, B-complex, calcium, magnesium, vitamin E, and alfalfa all help PMS symptoms. So you're on all those supplements that would have helped that, but you're also on other things too, probably for the migraine. So the total program is probably working on a lot of different things in your body that you don't even realize.
It is. Like, I know it's taken away all my cramping. When I had my children, both times, I had the same nurse in labor with me in the birthing room with my husband and I, and both times she said how wonderful I was during labor. I handled it so well. And both times I told her it's because I have that same pain every month of my life since I was 16. And I would tell these doctors, and they'd give me pain medication.